This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. Today I'm reading a poem by Erin DeVore. You can find her at Poems, Prayers, and Swears. She has written two books of poetry, Discovering Divinity and The Labyrinth of Heartbreak. A Boy Moose Ate My Tulips by Erin DeVore. I discovered marbles and obsidian buried in my garden next to the worms after a moose ate my tulips. Of course it was a boy moose, someone joked with me. I tried not to wake my daughters, scaring him away. They woke anyways. Irony is never lost on poets. My daughters have ears and eyes and hearts of their own. They would have seen the evidence in the morning. Those tulips were a gift from Mother Earth, meant for my pleasure. The flowers that came to me in a dream, after I turned my back on the house, meant to turn us from innocent and sweet to victors. Sometimes I still dream about eating strawberries. During a time I could pretend Alaskan fruit has a taste. The tulips were a gift, and I blamed nature for taking them from me. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Scripture gets just enough right, we could forget to dig deeper. The moose was just doing what moose do, and had he not consumed what I perceived as mine, would I have let the feathers guide me to God? A boy moose ate my tulips and I was pissed, as if divine gifts are mine alone, as if I could expect him to be anything other than who and what he is, as if God didn't want me elbow deep in dirt, listening to their question, what do you want to plant? Girl, can you hear me? Put your face to the earth, feel me, and ask yourself, if just anything pretty deserves to be buried deep inside your home's fertile ground. The tulips, God, they were beautiful, and they picked me, but the moose, in all of his immature, adolescent, volatile, and majestic nature, freed me from my attachment to pretty things that just so happened to be there. The moose released me from all that tied me to roots that were never mine to begin with. Freed me to get dirt under my nails and discovered buried treasure, to weed the roots that would no longer strangle all I was planting. I prayed to co-create, which means getting my hands dirty. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.